This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Like Moses stood on Mount Sinai to give the first law in Exodus, Jesus now stands on a mountain to talk about how we can fulfill the law in Matthew. He begins with a list of blessings to the poor in spirit, the mourning, the persecuted. Jesus is telling the Israelites in exile that though they are impoverished, mournful, and persecuted, they are now blessed because Jesus is there to bring them out of exile and out of the wilderness and into his kingdom. Jesus continues by explaining that citizens of the kingdom live by God's law. And as they do this, others notice and glorify God, the way a light shines from a lampstand. This was the point of the original law given to Moses in Exodus, that Israel would be a light to the nations. But many obey the law for their own glory. They pray, fast, and give in order to be seen by people rather than just loving from a sincere heart. Instead of seeking human approval, Jesus encourages his listeners to trust that there is a reward in heaven stored up for them. Jesus shows us through his teaching that God is after our hearts, not just our actions. He says that anger is like murder and that lust is like adultery. Jesus aims at our hearts, which is a place within us that the law by itself could not reach. Nevertheless, these laws are meant to be lived, not just heard. To hear and to do nothing is to build upon sand, but to hear the teacher, to trust and obey, is to find a sure foundation. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. This is good news because no one had yet taught, understood, or obeyed the law perfectly. Jesus didn't just give us right teaching, he lived it out on our behalf. He loved his enemies by dying for them. He prayed, "Father, forgive them," when he was persecuted on the cross. He turned his cheek when struck by Roman guards. Through Jesus, we are led into a new kingdom life. Jesus points out two paths. There's the broad way and the narrow way. There are many ways to destroy our lives, but only one way to restore them. And the good news is that through Jesus, we can now be saved. Jesus is our narrow way. Jesus is also our solid rock. To put faith in Jesus is to find the surest footing for today and for eternity. He is true wisdom and true obedience. Jesus's sermon ends with many being denied access to his presence on account of their works alone. And that's because it is only those whom he truly knows who he welcomes in, which means that knowing Jesus is our firm foundation. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who is a perfect Father in heaven. And may you see Jesus as the one who fulfills the law and lets us build our lives on his obedience.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.